did bring the biggest team. It was a little disappointing we didn't get the fastest team award.
Yeah.
But the fastest team, their combined age, Mark figured out, or I figured out their combined age was 111, and their average age was 22, and their average pace was 20 minutes and 16 seconds a mile. Our combined age was 306 for an average age of 51. And our combined pace was probably more like 25 minutes. I don't know. But if they'd have age handicapped that, it would have been pretty close. Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, joining you on a gray, grim feeling Sunday morning at the Woodlake States group run. And we got Mark on the horn from the you at the Hog Branch Trail there, Mark?
Yeah, yes, I am this morning. I did an actual trail run this morning. It was nice, very nice.
Right. And Mark, we raced yesterday, so it doesn't count as a miss. And you're recuperating, still trying to get over the cough. But we had a good crew out here. The Woodlake Estates group run. I think we had 10, 11 people once John and Jason.
I showed up late. I just wanted to do that 1.1 mile shakeout.
But, you know, you ran a race yesterday, right. So it doesn't count as nobody can beat you down about it. But we had a normal crew, Jason and I. We had Marlon and Artie, Chad and Jeff. It's part of the normal crew. Seth, semi-normal crew.
Yeah.
And then we had Chris and Daniel from the Wednesday night group, and Heather, John came out, and then Jason. I think that was – sounds like everybody.
Yeah.
Had a good turnout, our best turnout for the Woodlake Estates group run we've had in quite a while. So I think it's the excitement of seeing everybody in the team gear and races and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that today we're going to recap the – I was saying it wrong for weeks, but no one was here to correct me. So, it was actually the Gobble Wobble 5K in Denham Springs yesterday.
Oh, was it? I thought you were saying it right.
Yeah, it was Gobble Wobble. We'll recap that and talk about a few other race things we had go on over the weekend. Mark, are you going to have anything to add today? You got news stories for us?
I'm going to follow up on the results from the New York Marathon, because I could tell from listening to the show last week that you really, really were enthralled.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I think maybe I was wrong about how you get into it. Maybe it's just the lottery. I don't know if you have to run a certain time or not. But, yeah, so want to first off, before we get into our recap, say congratulations to everyone who raced this weekend. We had, I think, five people from the Tangi Running Club at the Q50 Chupacabra race Friday night. Right. I think that race started at midnight in Bogachita State Park, and they were successful in not falling down and injuring themselves, it looked like.
Daniel said he fell down in the last mile. He said he made it all the way through, and then the last mile, his foot caught a root. I don't know if it was the toe of that sandal or what caught a root.
Yeah.
But you stub your toes on some roots out there, it's going to hurt. But he said he made it the whole way.
Yeah, but it was Daniel, Patrick White, Jen White, Cody Trout. And then I think, was that Brandon Buster? Daniel?
The guy that came.
Wrestling kid. Yeah, congrats to them. Looked like they had a good time out there. And they were the first official Tangi Running Club people to race in the new kits.
Yeah.
I was a little jealous of that I couldn't sneak in a race before then. But everybody looking good in their Tangi running stuff this weekend. So congrats to them. But also congrats to Mark Smith, who did the Louisiana Senior Games this past Saturday. And he scratched from the 1500 later in the day, he said, because he had felt like he had his hamstring kind of tight from doing the 800 that morning. But he won the 800. I don't know if he said that there was literally nobody or if it was just nobody that was keeping up. But they'd have had a tough time beating him because he ran 2:44 for 800.
That's crazy.
So that's about wild. a five minute and 30 second per mile pace for 800 in the Louisiana seniors game. You know, that's
freaking awesome.
If I'm as fit as Mark is when I'm over 60, I will be a happy man. Yeah. Artie was glad he wasn't at the Denim race yesterday because it let him win that age group. Well, they would have been different age groups, we figured out. But always glad to hear from Mark. Heard from him yesterday morning before our race and or after our race and before his. And glad that he was able to get out and do that. Represent the Tangi Running Club. We had three places where we had the Tangi Running Club represented this weekend. And that was one of our award winners out there. So good to hear from him. Do we want to do your race news first, the New York Marathon follow-up, or we want to do our Gobble Wobble recap first?
You're the boss. You tell me.
I say do your marathon. We'll finish on
okay. Them. Actually, first, let's do race news. I'll do local race news, and then we'll do your New York Marathon.
Down quick there, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, let me go first.
Step up and take a suggestion here.
Actually, this isn't about me. This is about our local races. We do have Thanksgiving Day, the Gobble and Go 5K at Chappapeela Park. I think that's at 8:30. It's still $25 to sign up, but you get $30 to sign up, $5 discount if you sign up with a team. So sign up with Tangi Running Club and sign up for $25. And then we have the Reindeer Run coming up December the 2nd. And then we have Tiger 10K the day after, December the 3rd. In which Artie and I will bury the hatchet finally. St. Tammany and Tangi meshing together finally. And then got a couple people going to do the Battleship 12K in Mobile, Alabama next weekend. So busy, busy race season now. But I did want to I wanted to prioritize talking about our local races coming up before I let Mark talk about the New York Marathon.
Don't registration price go up today on
Reindeer Run. Reindeer Run will go up. I think it's 40 right now. So I have an interview coming up with Nicole Harrison from the Thanksgiving race. Interview's coming up soon, and then we'll have an interview with Tim coming up about the Reindeer Run soon. So lots of local stuff going on. But give us your New York Marathon. What do we have? Do we have to do a retraction this week?
Retraction from what?
Did we mess something up, or are you just following up?
No, I'm just going. Did I give the winners last week?
No, you gave last year's winner.
Well, we got this year's winner this week.
We got Heather and John walking up. John just finished his run.
Oh yeah, hamstring.
Hamstrings tight, huh?
It's just a little niggle. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I just age, I guess. I'm gonna put it down to you.
Yeah. It'll do it.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, see you.
Y'all have a good one. All right, you too.
All right, so you were gonna give us our winners from the New York City Marathon, so we can congratulate our listeners.
Tamita Tola of Ethiopia won. With a time of 2:04:58, set a new course record by 8 seconds.
Did you happen to see if she was wearing her Tangi gear?
That was a male.
That's a male. Male winner ran 2:04.
Okay, him.
You want me to cut that out?
No, I don't care. He probably ain't listening.
The female winner is Helen Obiti of Kenya. She ran a 2:27:23. So that's the two winners marathon, and they did. A study afterwards of the shoes that they wore, and they did it as you would a cross country run, and they
they did teams by the shoes. Yeah,
and 2/3 of the runners run in Nikes, and with the cross country score, Nike finished first. I was surprised by who finished second because I've never ran in a pair of Adidas. Adidas finished second.
Yeah, they have a top-end racing shoe called the Adios Pro 3 is their big shoe right now.
And then Asics, New Balance, Saucony, Hoka, Brooks, Mizuno, Own, which I've never heard of, Skechers, Puma, and one person ran in a Puma, and one person ran in an Under Armour. So that's the results.
All right. So we have results of our winners and also of shoes. Yeah, that, we need to have an episode about the new racing shoe stuff. We need to get Mark on, talk about it. But, yeah, now they're the big ones are the Nikes and the Adidas. They've been battling each other. I think Adidas had the top runners at the Boston Marathon this year.
Well, what is Nike's top shoe?
They have one called Alpha Fly, and they have one called a Vapor Fly. Are there?
Okay, yeah, I've heard of it.
They're shoes that have tons of foam, and they have a carbon plate in them. And then the Adidas ones, they have a ton of foam, but maybe they have, like, carbon rods or something like that in them. So I told Jason he could get a pair of those. He'll be sub-22 maybe in his
But I'd feel bad if I got shoes with plates in it and all foamed up, and then Sandal Daniel comes out there and beats me in flip-flops.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our New York City Marathon follow-up. Now we will give our Gobble Wobble 5K recap. I got us there a little early this year.
Yeah, we were there before they had the tables set up and everything.
Mark, you remember last year we got there and we were early, so we got our packets, but then the line for the packet pickup got real long.
Oh, yeah.
That never happened yesterday.
Same thing with the dog days.
Yeah, but I think they did a pre-race packet pickup on Friday this year, so I don't know if that helped out a lot.
They had to, because, I mean, there still was a lot of people that showed up, and there was never a line or anything that I saw.
So we had a good hour and a half before the 1 mile started, and before the 5K, it was probably 2 hours. But it was fun. We had fun hanging out.
Yeah.
Tangi Running Club showed up. Everybody
was early.
Team gear. We looked impressive.
Yeah,
out there with all the team gear on. But we had 7 on the team signed up. It was us 3, and then we had Chad, Artie, Marlon, and then Simon Claxton signed up with the team. So we did have the largest team yesterday, though we did not win the fastest team award, but we'll get to that in a bit. Jay, how was your race yesterday?
It was weird because
first timer at the
I enjoyed the race, and at the end of it, I told Artie, I said, I enjoyed the course, which I did enjoy the course. It was shady and, you know, I mean, it wasn't sunny or anything, but it was a nice course. I know y'all talked about the road being at a
angle
there. And I don't know if it was I was running so fast that I didn't notice it, but I really didn't notice it on the way to the turnaround. But on the way back, I noticed it more, and not really for me. I was like on the high side, I think. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was, but I noticed it a lot then, but I enjoyed the course.
And standing around before the race, it was one of those deals where you're looking around and
everybody
looks fast.
It is. It's like, I get nervous before every race.
We're grown men.
No, no.
It's like, years old.
And I'm going to get a little medal. Like, it's not like it's a right. major running for money or anything. But I wanted my first mile to be faster than what I have been doing. But
you ran pretty even.
Like, I did.
You didn't bleed time at the end.
No, that's what I felt good. I for the first couple miles, I was really just trying to keep you – in sight, not necessarily even like that close, but because I was running with nobody ahead of me or behind me, really.
Yeah,
so it was
big gaps.
It was, you know, and I still pushed myself pretty good because my second mile was a 7:05. And so my goal was a low 22s, and I had right at mid 22s. So it was 22:30 or whatever. But
it was a big pack out front.
Yeah.
Gap.
Yeah.
Me,
right.
Cap Jason.
But I kind of like it because it gives me some room to improve and not get sub 22 the first time I go out trying to, and then it's like,
And it was still like it was low 60s and humid. Probably get a race a little bit cooler and a little bit crisper. It's going to get faster.
Yeah.
But, cuz you weren't feeling too great out there yesterday, huh? How was your
run? If I read everything correctly, I defined middle of the pack because it looked like there were 92 finishers and I finished 46th.
Okay.
So,
the Thompson Running Show, the very definition of the middle of the pack.
But from the picture, I can tell I was the sweatiest runner.
They give out an award for that?
I might have been second.
I was the sweatiest one in our picture anyway, but, at mile two, I had to pull over and do some coughing and walked about a minute or so and thought, okay, I'm gonna have to walk and run the rest of it in. But I was able to run, in parentheses, the rest of the way in and ended up all right. But I wasn't feeling great, but had a good time.
Yeah, last year we had gone out and we came home with the Masters and Grand Masters awards, and they changed those categories on us this year, so it wouldn't have really mattered. But looking before the race, there were at least three other 40-ish looking guys that I thought if they were all running, they could all beat me. But met a guy, Brandon Eddards, in from South Carolina visiting family. And looking before the race, I could tell he was fast, but I couldn't tell if he was over 40 or not.
Right.
Turns out he was exact same age as I am. So he was 43. And then the, I guess it was a cross country coach from, what's that?
He was a nice guy.
He was very, very nice. He followed me on Strava.
He may do the Electric City up there. I told him I was going to be up there to do that. And he's going to look around for one. He lives in Greenville, which is about 45 minutes away from Anderson, and he said if he can't find one in Greenville, he may come over and do that. So may get to hook up with him again.
Yeah, super nice guy. I know he's done a lot of trail running around here before he moved to South Carolina, he said. But yeah, he looked fast, and then the coach from Walker, the cross-country coach, was out there, and we thought he might have been running, but he was just biking alongside some runners he had in the race. So I'm pretty sure he would have beat me.
He looked fast, just warming up.
But it looked like it was going to be a pretty quick race because there were some maybe just graduated from high school guys out there. And when you look over and you see on the back of somebody's singlet, sub-5 club, for having run under a 5-minute mile in high school, it's going to be a pretty quick pace for the race. So it ended up last year I ran second. I think this year I ended up running 5th overall, maybe 6th overall, something like that. But it was three high school kids beat me, and then Brandon from South Carolina. But my race, I could tell that the guy Brandon might be in the Masters group or the 40-year-old age group. So my plan was to try and hang on his shoulder for as long as I could. And that lasted, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile, maybe half. I came out, I was at sub-20. 5K pace, and he was pulling away from me still, and I was like, okay, this is just not happening today. And then I kept that through about a mile, and it may have been the cross country coach was on a bike, and maybe it was his daughter, and I was running next to them for a little while. But I guess about a mile and a half in, I started bleeding time. I could tell that, and especially after the 2-mile turnaround, I kind of mentally I know I got Thanksgiving Day and Reindeer Run coming up. And as soon as you start thinking stuff like that, you start to dial it in a little bit. But, I mean, I had a huge gap. There was no catching any of those guys, and I had a huge gap behind me. So it's kind of like no man's land of not trying to chase anybody. Nobody's pushing me from behind.
It can be a mental battle for sure. I mean, because I didn't have anybody ahead of me or behind me, but I kept thinking, if they are behind me, and you don't know until you get to the turnaround. So it's like,
And then you're like figuring out, okay, I had maybe a minute. Somebody would have to run a 6-minute mile to catch me at this
point.
That's
what I was saying. My last mile was like, okay, if I can keep it around 720 or below, They gotta really pick up the pace,
But it was nice once you make the turnaround, I got to see everybody from the group.
Yeah.
So that gives you a little pick me up on the last mile of the race, and seeing everybody in the team gear just makes me proud at this point.
Yeah.
And it looked like everybody was having a pretty good race, except knowing Mark was not feeling good. But Marlon and Artie were just booking it.
Yeah, that was a great thing watching them.
Chad had a
Chad was right on your heels, and then he probably lost you at the coffin fit, maybe.
Yeah, he come around me right before mile two.
What's Chad's typical 5K time?
He was looking for a 10:15, and he ran under 10.
Yeah, because I knew he said he was at 30:09 or something was his time.
Yeah,
and I seemed like a good pace for him there.
And maybe he's normally around 33. I don't know, like between 10 and 11 per mile. Right. So to run under 10, that was a good race for Chad. And then post race, we were talking about it this morning. For $25,
yeah,
we ate so much food. It was jambalaya and fried fish and quesadillas, smoothies.
Yeah, I got home and brought Bo to get something to eat, and he was like, "What you getting?" I ain't getting anything. I'm full.
It was a nice post-race deal. So I recommend to anybody, if you're thinking about signing, long sleeve t-shirt, if you sign up early enough, nice long sleeve t-shirt. Jason got two t-shirts from businesses that were out there. So it was a nice after party. Tons of awards. Three of us won door prizes.
Yeah.
Me and Jason and Marlon.
Yeah.
If we'd have been paying attention, maybe all of us would have won. Marlon had to tell, I mean, Jason had to tell Marlon that he won, and then I had to tell Jason that he won. So, ton of stuff out there. And then awards-wise, they actually, I think USA Track and Field has Masters as 40 to 49, but they did that as 50 to 59. So Artie actually won the 50 to 59 Masters Award yesterday, and I was supremely jealous because it was a turkey statue.
That was a cool, little trophy.
I do not have a turkey statue. I've got runner statues, but no turkey statue. And then Marlon took second in that age bracket.
Marlon had a really good run.
Yeah, he did.
They were both a little above 8 minutes a mile, something like that.
Yeah, like 8:09 and 8:11 or something where, it was close.
And then, obviously, Brandon won the 40 to 49 age group. Yeah. And then Jason and I filled that out at second and third, which was nice. They went three deep in every age group. So, Tangy Running Club brought home some bling on our first run in the new gear.
Yeah.
But we just had a good time.
Yeah, the hangout after, just waiting. And it took a little while to get the awards done and all, but just hanging out with everybody was a good time.
It's fun. It's a fun group. I mean, Tangy Running Club, everybody just seems to get along really well. Everybody seems to like each other pretty well. And I mean, we hung out from start to finish. We were there 6:30 to probably 9:30.
Yeah.
3 hours of just hanging out, and it just felt fun, Everybody from different walks of life. And just a good time. And glad that we did bring the biggest team. It was a little disappointing we didn't get the fastest team award.
Yeah.
But the fastest team, their combined age, Mark figured out, or I figured out their combined age was 111. And their average age was 22. And their average pace was 20 minutes and 16 seconds a mile. Our combined age was 306 for an average age of 51. And our combined pace was probably more like 25 minutes. I don't know. But if they'd have age handicapped that, it would have been pretty close.
What was the time of the guy that won? Do you know?
I did not look and see it. I feel ashamed. I didn't even look his name up. But I would imagine probably, what is 5:30? It's probably 18-ish. Because I think somebody said maybe it ran about 5:30 a mile, so that's 16:30 at maybe it'd been 17 something.
He had a good pace going. I mean,
he had a gap.
Yeah,
and that's definitely one race that we can recommend highly that people do, because, like you say, that the stuff they had afterwards, it started a little late, but you know,
I don't know how they made any money off of it. I guess because it was all donations, yeah. You know. But, yeah, the Pilot Club, they do a good job putting that race on. It was a fundraiser for veterans on Memorial Day weekend. So in the future, if you're looking for a race on Memorial Day weekend, it's a good one to have on the radar and plan out.
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to, but we had 7 out there and we had such a good time. Thanksgiving Day, we're ahead in the teams. We have 17 people signed up.
And I still got to sign up for that.
And then Reindeer Run, we have the biggest team so far, and we have 18 signed up. So we're going to have big crews out there for the next 2 upcoming races. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I got signed up for both of them.
And then I did want to, as we're closing out the show, apologize. Apparently, I didn't have Jason's voice loud enough on last week's episode for his
turned
recap.
Me down, yeah.
But I did bump the volume on that. So if you listen to that and you couldn't hear
and
what he was
saying.
You want
to go back and listen to me brag on myself a little bit more.
Be sure to go back and check that out. And any other parting shots from you, cuz?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, let's keep up this racing season. Keep up this Woodlake Estates group run that we had this morning. But until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.